Welcome everyone to the Late Night Horror Show. My name is Desmond and tune in every Sunday at 11 PM Indian Standard Time for some creepy horror stories around the world. All the stories narrated on this show are only for entertainment and I don't promote blind faith or superstition. If you're new to my channel, please don't forget to like, share and subscribe. Now, let's begin the show.
Welcome once again to another Late Night Horror Show. My name is Desmond and in tonight's episode, it's all about my favorite city, my hometown, Goa. Yes, in tonight's show, there are some creepy stories from Goa, which I'm going to play. But before we begin, there is a question which I would like to ask you. And the question is, if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll be able to see it on the screen. The question is, which is the main or primary threat in the South Korean horror movie called Train to Busan? Are these vampires or zombies? You guys need to let me know that. So I'll repeat the question again. Which is the primary threat in the South Korea horror movie or film which is called Train to Busan? Is it vampires or zombies? I'm going to reveal the right answer towards the end of the show. But we will begin with tonight's late night show. So for the first story tonight. Now, a lot of people don't know that I am not much into reading. And I read a very few books. And out of that, there is a book which I read. You can say in 2020, and that book name is Haunted, which is written by Neil De Silva. He is India's top horror writer, and also that book is co-written by another paranormal investigator called S. Jay Alani. So apparently Jay Alani has put down his 10 most haunted places which he investigated in India, and out of that there is a haunted place in Goa. Yes, in tonight's late night show it's all about Goa. So the first story for tonight is a real life experience at the Three Kings Chapel Church in Goa. Yes, apparently the Three Kings Chapel Church is haunted. So what I will be doing is I will be playing that story. Just give me 2 minutes. I will just search the story. Yeah, the story is, yes, I have selected the story. Yeah, so now let me give you the backstory of the episode which I will be playing. So basically, Three Kings Chapel Church is in Goa. It is a church, it is a chapel, but people say it is haunted. And they say that it is one of the most haunted places in Goa. Now, a lot of people have visited there, and some of them have witnessed something and some of them have not. There are many paranormal investigators who have visited there and tried to do investigations. Some of them have obviously experienced something and some of them have not. But this is a really interesting story which I'll be playing, because Jay Alani, who's a paranormal investigator, basically he comes in a picture where he tries to debunk, he tries to say that, you know, whatever these haunted places are, they are just fake and it has been created by people, they are just rumors. So, this story, what I will be narrating, is from Jay Alani's perspective, but it is written by Neil De Silva, and obviously it is narrated by me. So listen to the story, and once the story gets over, there is something exciting which I will be telling you related to Goa and related to this story. So without wasting any time, let's begin with the story, the first story. And the first story is Here We Go. This is the story of a young couple I met who had a terrifying experience while touring the chapel and then embarked on a journey to rid themselves of the problem they seem to have brought back home with them. It was a slightly chilly mid-December night in Mumbai's suburbs of Bandra. I had just wound up a talk on paranormal experiences at a cafe coffee day outlet, bid the guest goodbye and was relaxing with a cappuccino. I noticed a young couple staring at me from the table across. After a brief moment of hushed consultation with each other, they came up to my table with half smiles. The man spoke first.
Sir, my name is Vikas and this is Sunidhi. We are a couple. We live in Bandra.
All right, I said, smiling back at them. I sensed the man's confusion. He clearly wanted to say more and I wanted him to take his time. I could see he was still trying to decide whether to tell me or not. Would you like to sit down? I asked. Sure, said the woman and immediately pulled up a chair. She sat down long before her companion did. Okay, so what do you want to talk about? I decided to be direct.
We are in a bit of a mess and maybe only you can help us out.
Sure, I said. Go on, I'm listening.
Something is happening in our house. There is no explanation for it, but it has to do with something paranormal. That's why we came to you.
Tell me about your experience, Sunidhi. I deliberately said her name to make her feel comfortable and safe. I'm always up for a good story. Only that, this isn't a story, if you don't mind, she said quickly. This thing has made our life hell. Let's start then, I said.
So it is about this time we went to Goa last year.
And here's how their story rolled out. Almost a year ago, in December 2016, Vikas and Sunidhi were in Goa. Avoiding all the tourist traps of North Goa, they decided to put in the relatively quieter Madgaon in South Goa. Then they heard about the Three Kings Chapel in Cancholim. A hotel guide told them intriguing things about the place. The chapel dates back to the 16th century. It is a beautiful Portuguese structure tucked away in one of the most forgotten parts of Goa. When the hotel guide described the serene and beautiful chapel and called it a must-visit attraction, the young couple were keen on a visit. The couple started from Madgaon on their motorbike, asking directions from locals since map apps did not show the shortest routes or even the correct routes in most cases. It was nearing evening when they reached the chapel. Standing in the proximity of the imposing structure, the couple felt elevated. Whatever they had heard about the place did not do justice to how beautiful it really was. The couple stood in awe for long, deeply moved, feeling a strong sense of reverence, soaking in the silence of the chapel. Vikas and Sunidhi did not realize how they passed 2 hours in this wondrous place. But as the sun began to set, a man materialized almost out of nowhere and began urging all visitors in a polite but firm voice to leave the place. The couple did not wish to leave the serene atmosphere so early in the evening though, and requested whether they could wait a little longer. But the man was quite adamant, insisting that the chapel needed to be locked and that the premises weren't safe as they might be visited by stray dogs. Heaving a sigh of despair, the couple walked out,
even as the man produced a large lock and shut the heavy arched doorway with an audible bang. Now Vikas and Sunidhi had gone up to their bike when the sun set completely. They stood for a few minutes in the silence of the night when Sunidhi suddenly proposed that they should go to the chapel again. "We have come from so far, let's spend some more time in there," she told her companion. Vikas was outraged by the suggestion at first, but eventually gave in. So back into the chapel they walked, this time more excited than before, but also making sure that nobody was watching them as they tried to find a way in. Sunidhi almost squealed aloud in delight when she found a window that hadn't been bolted from the inside. With a twinkle of mischief in her eyes, she clambered in first and then helped Vikas in as well. She led him to the last pew and they sat there, hand in hand as they had been earlier. The chapel looked different now. In just a matter of minutes, it had plugged into darkness and the only light was the blue tinted moonlight filtering in through the windows. They walked around the place, talking, giggling, standing close to each other, taking in each and every minute detail. Little did they realize what they had gotten themselves into. It was around 11:30 p.m. when they began to feel slightly drowsy. And then, a particular incident occurred that they wouldn't forget for the rest of their lives. They were sitting at two ends of a pew, cross-legged, facing each other, talking in order to stay awake. Vikas was narrating a story from a college picnic that he had gone on long ago. When the air suddenly went cold, a distant smell suffused the air, the smell of something burning. Vikas froze mid-sentence and looked at Sunidhi with an expression of the greatest fear. "What is it?" she asked, the darkness not allowing her to see his expression clearly right away. But Vikas was dumbfounded. He raised a finger and pointed at her.
"Don't turn,"
he said in a feeble voice. Immediately, Sunidhi felt a shiver run down her spine.
"You're scaring me, Vikas,"
she whispered. "Stop your prank."
"Don't look back."
"Why? What's there?"
I see.
And he stopped talking abruptly. He could not voice it, at least not at that moment. But he did see it. Standing right behind Sunidhi was a tall hooded figure with arms folded, hovering over a foot in the air. He wanted to tell her to slowly get off the pew. This had been a bad idea, a very bad idea indeed. And even as Vikas kept looking, under its hood, the figure's lips curled into a creepy smile.
"Sunidhi, we must."
He reached out to touch Sunidhi's arm and recalled instantly, withdrawing his hand in utter shock. Sunidhi's arm was stone cold. Then he looked at her face. There was an expression of fear written all over it that he hadn't seen before.
What is it, Sunidhi?"
he managed this time. She raised her finger. "Behind you," she said in a voice that seemed to come from the depths of her parched throat. "There is someone. Someone standing." Vikas felt as if his heart had fallen into his stomach. Is it a dark, shadowy, tall figure with its arm folded? Sunidhi nodded perfunctorily. "But I see the same figure behind you too." At once, both turned to look behind them, and they found themselves staring into a vacant darkness. The figures had vanished. The petrified couple sprang off the pew, not caring if they fell or hit something. They made a mad scramble to reach to the window they had come in through. Fortunately, the window was still open. Vikas let Sunidhi go out first. And as he tried to climb out, he saw her staring back into the chapel with the same scorched look of fear in her eyes again.
What? What is it?
He asked, now safely outside with her. Let's just get out of here as soon as we can. They ran all the way to where the bike was parked, hopped on and drove away as speedily as they could. It was about a mile later, when she had managed to catch her breath, that Sunidhi spoke. There was a third figure at the altar. Vikas, I saw it. He was large, larger than the one I saw behind you. And he was sitting cross-legged on the altar. But actually, he wasn't really sitting. He was floating in the air. And he was moving towards you. And we got out of Goa the next day itself, though we had planned to stay for a week. Sunidhi ended her tale.
But the story did not end there,
said Vikas. What do you mean? He looked at Sunidhi once before continuing.
We believe that something came back with us that night, and it has been with us ever since.
I leaned forward. What is this something?
We don't know, but it's there in the house. When we are alone, we can hear it. Footsteps. Someone banging on the door. And when we go to open it, nothing. Just cold wind. Sometimes a foul stink in the bathroom, right in the middle of a fragrant bath.
This thing, whatever it is, has taken away the happiness of the house. We believe, Jai, that all of this is caused by the spirit or whatever it is. Sunidhi finished. Would you please come to our house and take a look? My interest was aroused, I admit. If there was even an ounce of truth in whatever these two were saying, I could probably learn something. All right, I will come and take a look. Well, to know what happens next, you will need to read the book Haunted. The book's link is in the description. Sorry guys, I can't narrate the full story, but I can tell you one thing for sure. It gets creepier and scary when Jai Alani goes to Vikas and Sunidhi's apartment. And the ending will really freak you out. So go buy the book, and if you would like to read more horror stories, check out Neil De Silva's books. He is one of the best in the Indian horror genre.
And that was the real life experience. What is there on my screen and what the story is playing? The real life experience at the Three Kings Chapel and on my screen is of the next story. Yes, the next story I'm going to play is real life experience at the haunted Roderick's home in Goa. So sorry for people who are watching on YouTube, you must have got confused. But yes, the story which was playing was a real life experience at the Three Kings Chapel in Goa. So let me know, how did you enjoy the story? This is a story being narrated from a book called as Haunted, which is written by Neil De Silva and Jai Alani. And the exciting news for you guys, whoever is watching this on YouTube or listening on any of the audio platforms, I will be giving this book to you guys if you would want to read it. Absolutely free. It's a giveaway. So all you need to do is just DM me on Instagram and then I will deliver this book to your address. So let's move ahead. Let's go ahead with the next story. The next story is another haunted location from Goa. Yes, for tonight's stream is only horror stories from Goa. So the next story is basically a house is there. Okay. A house, a home, or a villa, whatever you can call. You know, in Goa, you will get to see a lot of different kinds of houses which were built during the Portuguese time. And they are in a very different structure. So out of that, somewhere in Goa, now I don't want to reveal the exact location because currently people are still staying in this house. But it is quite famous and it is called as the Roderick's home or the Roderick's house in Goa. So this is the story of a real life experience at the haunted Roderick's home in Goa. Before I go ahead, I will give you a backstory. So the backstory of this whole narration or the whole episode which I will be playing is that this was built way, way back during the Portuguese time, and a family still lives there. Now, a lot of people around this family or around the house can experience and can witness something. But the people who live there deny that nothing is wrong with the house. And the actual reason what I got to know is that they are in process of selling the house. That is why they don't want to tell anyone that it is haunted. But as per the families who stay around that, they believe that it is haunted. Once you hear the story, automatically you will get to know. But see, whatever I share on my live streams on the Late Night Horror Show, I cannot be 100% true. I am only having the late night show for entertainment purpose. So do not believe everything, whatever I say. I can be true, I can be wrong as well. So you never know. But without wasting any time, now let us listen to the story from the haunted Roderick's home in Goa. And then once the story is over, another exciting news. So without wasting any time, let's begin with this story.
A lot of people know about the top haunted places in Goa, but a very few know about the Roderick's house, which is haunted. Yes, you heard it right, it's haunted. Even though a few people who are listening to my story won't believe it, but here is my scary and real life experience. My name is Alan and I grew up in Mapsa, Goa. However, every summer break I used to visit my aunt's house, which was opposite the Roderick's house in Varna, Goa. This incident happened when I was around 8 years old. Growing up in a strict household, my parents never allowed me to watch movies or any source of entertainment. I grew up with my books and loneliness. And to escape from my toxic family, I used to wait to visit my aunt's place, because there I used to get to watch movies, play with my friends, and a lot more exciting stuff. To cut short the story, during my summer break, every evening we used to play cricket. And one evening, while we were playing, the batsman hit the ball towards the Roderick's house compound. And since I was closer to the Roderick's house direction, I ran and jumped into the house to get the ball. Back then, I did not know the history of the house, and for me it looked like a normal neighborhood until an incident happened which scared me for the rest of my life. While I went to search for the ball, I saw a few family members sitting near the entrance of the house. From that, an elderly woman asked me, "What do you need?" I said, "Ma'am, I'm looking for the ball." She said, "There it is. Go take it and leave right now." The woman was quite rude, but I did not care. I took the ball and went away. To cut short my story, many such incidents happened where I interacted with the Roderick's family. Either the ball used to go to their compound, or sometimes in the evening I used to notice a few family members moving around the house. And sometime in the middle of the night I could hear some noises, strange noises. With a lot of noises coming from the Roderick's house, I once questioned my aunt, "Why are our neighbors so noisy?" And what my aunt responded, I still can't believe till date. She told me that no one was staying in the Roderick's house and the family members were traveling during that period. I was shocked. I told her, "No, it's not possible. From a week I can notice a few movements in the house," and I even told her that I had a small chat with an elderly woman. She said, "You must have spoken to the other neighbors," and cut short the conversation. But I was sure. I had seen a few people in that house. I spoke to my friends about it, and then I learned about the history of the place. And I was shocked to know that I had experienced supernatural incidents at the Roderick's house. I clearly remember I had seen the family members, but according to everyone else, no one lived there during that period. I could not believe what I had experienced, but to date, I have not got the answers to my questions.
And that was another story from Goa, a real-life experience at the haunted Roderick's home in Goa. Yes, tonight's late night show is all about the Goa horror stories. And this was the second story, which was narrated by me. Let me know in the comments, how are you enjoying the late night show? Also, if anyone is watching this on any of the audio platforms, DM me on Instagram. I would really love to know your feedback. At the beginning of the show, I had asked you guys a question. I will repeat that question again. What is the primary threat in the South Korean horror film Train to Busan? Are they vampires or zombies? Apparently, people who are listening to this live on YouTube, they have already given the answers. So 20% have said vampires and 80% have said zombies. If you know this, then if you have given the right answer, then you are a true horror fan. Because I believe that when you are into horror, especially when you are watching horror movies, you should not only stick to Bollywood or Hollywood. You should go and check out South Korean movies, then Asian movies in general. In Middle East also, there are a couple of crazy horror movies. So yes, talking about Middle East, in my previous late night horror show, it was all about jinns and jinnats, the history of jinnats, different types of jinnats, and there was a real life experience as well of a jinn. So yeah, if you have missed my previous late night horror show, please go and listen to that as well. It comes out every Sunday around 11 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Today, yes, I know I was a bit late, but it's never late for horror. Anytime I can come live and anytime you can listen to some crazy stories. So let's move ahead. Since we are on the Goa marathon of Goa horror stories, there is another story which I will be playing. What is happening to me? So basically, talking about Goa has a lot of haunted places. Apparently, if you see in India, Goa comes, as per the list, on the 6th most haunted cities in India. Yes, obviously, first is Rajasthan, and then there are different other cities, but Goa comes on the 6th. And since we already played the first two stories, which is the Three Kings Chapel Church and Roderick's home, there is another road, okay, which is haunted. It is called as the Old Bastara Road. Yes, this is haunted. If you are from Goa or if you're going to Goa, please be careful that you do not travel on this specific road after midnight. Apparently, they say that you can witness a girl. Now, there is a backstory, but I will tell you the backstory after I play this episode. So without wasting any time, here we go. The title of the story is The Old Bastara Road, Unheard Horror Story from Goa. So let's not waste time and let's begin with the story.
We all know Goa is famous for its tourism, and every year many people visit this place from around the world. A lot of us know Goa because of its beautiful beaches and lovely food. But there is also a dark side to this place. This is a story of a tourist who visited Goa a couple of years ago but did not go back home alive. So the story goes this way. One evening, the tourist, whose name was Ajay, was high on cocaine and was driving down to Anjuna to visit his girlfriend. The drugs got him high to an extreme level that he was not in his senses and he was driving carelessly. However, he had to go through the old Bastara road to reach his destination. And to his bad luck, he did not know the history of that road. Driving carelessly with loud music in his car and tripping on the drugs he consumed, he reached to a point where only his car was on the old Bastora road, and it was quite a lonely drive for him. And then suddenly he saw a beautiful girl standing across the road. He slowed down the car, rolled down the windows and asked her,
"Are you okay?"
She said,
"I'm not sure. Can you take me away from here?"
He willingly said,
"Yes, I can. Please sit in the car."
She sat in the car and they drove away. But unfortunately, Ajay's intention was not right. He started asking her questions, which made her feel uncomfortable. He even offered her drugs and wanted to somehow have sex with her. But the strange part was that the girl was not reacting to anything. She was just sitting and staring at him in a creepy way. Not knowing what he was doing, he took his car below a bridge to make out with her. But unfortunately, things did not go according to his plan. The next day, his dead body was found below the Calvin Bridge in Aldona.
Yes, that was the old Bastora Road story. And this is a very famous story which everyone in Goa, a lot of the locals as well, you know, they know, they very well know, because this was apparently, this was in this decade, this was one of the most famous incidents or accidents which took place, and people believe that he was being attacked by that same girl. So there is a backstory. I will tell you the backstory of old Bastora Road and why the girl has, and why the girl is being, you know, seen there, especially at the middle of the night. But there are two aspects of this story. The first aspect is obviously he was drunk and he bet with an accident and he banged himself, you know, in the car or whatever. I don't know exactly. And, you know, people believe that because he was high on drugs, that is why he met with an accident, he died. Second aspect of the story is that the girl, she kind of killed him. Now, we don't know how far this story can be true or no, but it all depends on you guys. I told you, this story is whatever I narrate on my channel is all for entertainment. But yes, there is a little bit of truth in each and every story. I cannot tell you that if the story is 100% true, but I can tell you that the old Bastora Road is kind of haunted. And there is a backstory which I will be telling you now. So the backstory of old Bastora Road is basically, you guys all know that it's been a decade, more than a decade, that people from all over the world come to Goa for parties and especially for the nightlife, and where parties are there, obviously there will be drugs, there will be alcohol. So there were a group of girls, a girl gang who had come to Goa, and back then it was very chill. Even if you go now, it's very chill in the sense, you know, there is no safety problems. People take their scooters, people take their vehicles, and you know, they roam in the middle of the night, and it's all safe, especially if you go during season time between October to January, February. Everyone is there, a lot of parties are happening, so people are friendly there, the locals are friendly. But obviously, if someone comes and creates nuisance, then people, you know, the locals will obviously get angry and they will do a lot of things. Anyways, that is a different thing, but I was just giving you a backstory of Goa and how the people are and how the lifestyle is. Sorry. So the backstory of the old Bastora Road is a group of girls, they visit Goa and they are going parting from one place to another place. Now from Mapsa, there is a place called as Mapsa, and if you want to go to Anjuna or Wagathaur or Kalangut, there is this road called as Old Bastora Road, which you can take. As of now, 2024, there are a couple of different directions which you can go to Wagathaur or Baga or wherever, or Kalangut. But back then, this road was quite famous because it was like a shortcut. You would reach faster. So these girls were using this road. And apparently, there were a different group of people who I think so came from the north side, and even they were drunk. And especially when guys come to Goa and they don't have any female friends, they are more, you know, troublesome. They drink and drive, and then, you know, they create nuisance. So that evening, when, let's name this girl Anjali. So when Anjali was riding her bike and she was going to Old Bastora Road, so she was going alone and she was supposed to meet her friends at one particular destination. And on that road, these guys stopped her. Apparently, all of them were drunk. And it is a bad side of Goa that, you know, obviously where parties, drugs, there are prostitutes as well. So they were in search of something, but they did not go to the right place. They stopped this girl and they tried to act smart with her. And apparently she tried to react. But since they were drunk, eventually they raped her. Yes, the story is there, okay, but it is not very famous. So after they raping her, they threw her there itself and they ran away. Now, I don't know exactly what happened after that, if the guys got arrested or XYZ, I really don't know what happened. But the villagers in and around the Old Bastora Road say that after midnight, you can see the same girl stopping for help or stopping someone, and whoever tries to act fishy or whoever tries to act smart with her, she eventually kills them. So this is the rumors. The reason why I'm telling rumors, because I don't want anyone to believe what I'm saying. It can be true, it cannot be true. I am not giving you any guarantee. I'm not telling you that yehi sach hai, mereko kuch pata nahi. So this, listen to this as entertainment, but if you want to know more about it, you can research about it. And if you also get any more information, then please DM me on Instagram. I would really love to know what has happened after that, because I myself don't know, were the guys arrested, or in terms of the paranormal story, do you actually see her? Because apparently when I also visit Goa, I try to go there, but I have not seen anything. But obviously, I have not gone alone. I have gone in a car, on a bike, but there were a group of friends. So I have not seen anything. But if any one of you who's listening and knows anything more about the story, then please, please let me know. I would love to know, and maybe I'll create another episode as well. So yes, this was the story of the Old Bastora Road. Now we are coming to the final story for tonight, which is the haunted hotel in Goa. You know that there are a lot of tourists who comes, and when there are a lot of tourists, there are a lot of hotels, guest house. So this was submitted by one of my subscribers, and they are basically from Ahmedabad, and it was their first time visiting Goa. So I will play the story, and then towards the end of the show, there are a lot of things which I need to discuss. So let's not talk much and let me play the story. And the title is Haunted Hotel in Goa. So without wasting any time, let's go.
Like everyone around the world, even we visited Goa for a short summer break in 2018. It's a beautiful city with amazing people. It was our first time visiting Goa, and I and my wife were all excited about our trip. We even made an itinerary covering most tourist places, especially churches, beaches, and famous eating joints. But what we expected did not happen as per our plans. We arrived on the 22nd of May and were supposed to return after a week. But we left the very next day since something strange and horrifying happened to us. So here is one of our scariest traveling experiences. As budget travelers, we always prefer staying at local apartments rather than 4 or 5 star hotels. When we arrived, the first thing we did was check with the locals where could we find a room for rent that is cost effective. After a lot of inquiry, we found a room for rent somewhere in the interiors of North Goa. So let me describe the area. A few row houses at one corner of the village with a lot of greenery surrounding the locality. We checked in at around 2:30 PM. There was an old lady in a wheelchair who apparently was the owner. Her family had left her and settled in the UK. She had a helper who was around 20 years old who took care of her and also the guest who used to use their room services. Even though we were tired, we did not want to waste our day. So we decided to rent a bike and go visit all the tourist attractions. After a long day, hopping from one place to another, we decided to head to our room to rest for the night. It was around 10:30 PM and we completely forgot to carry dinner with us when we reached our room. So I decided that I will go to a nearby shop to get all the supplies and meanwhile my wife gets fresh. Now let me explain to you how the villa looks, so it'll be easier for you to understand how the rest of the story will unfold. At the center, there was the entrance with a small staircase, and on the right and left side of the house were the rooms. And on the front side, there was a big lawn with a lot of coconut and mango trees surrounding the area. The helper had asked us to occupy the left-hand side of the room, and I guess the rest of the villa was occupied by the old lady. Since this house was not a typical hotel, but more like a PG. And the scariest part was that there were not many street lights in this area. Moving forward, my wife entered the room and then she decided to get fresh. Meanwhile, I went to a nearby shop, got our supplies and reached back to the room in about 10 to 15 minutes. But the minute I entered the room, I got scared because I found my wife unconscious. After waking her up, she told me the scariest incident she had ever witnessed in her life. So this is what happened to her. When my wife entered the room, she decided to get fresh. So while she was doing her business in the bathroom, she hears a knock on the bathroom door. So she assumed that it was me and ignored it. After a while, the knock started increasing. After every 2 seconds, she could hear a knock. So she assumed that I was playing a prank on her and got irritated and shouted loudly to stop banging. After a while, when she came out, she was confused to not see me in the room. So again, she assumed that I must have gotten out to smoke. But after she changed her clothes, she went to open the door to check on me. But the door was not opening. She tried a couple of times and even tried to call me, but there was no response. Now she started to feel something strange. She immediately called me on my cell phone, but I could not answer since I was riding. Somehow she managed to open the window which was facing the entrance, and to her shock, she saw something which scared the shit out of her. It was the old lady walking. We clearly remember when we had checked in, the helper almost told us the history of this place and even told us the old lady could not walk and she was suffering from cancer. Now my wife froze for a few seconds and did not know how to react. Meanwhile, all this happened, the old lady looked back at my wife and gave a creepy smile and even started walking towards her. With all this happening in a fraction of a second, my wife could not get time to react and fell flat on her back, which made her unconscious. When I got to know about all this, I told my wife to be calm, and somewhere down the line, I believed her because I do believe in ghosts and spirits. And when we had entered this house, I got a very creepy feeling, but ignored it because of the cheap rent. We somehow managed to wait for the night, and the next morning itself, we we went back to our hometown. I don't know if my wife witnessed something supernatural, but my wife did see the old lady walking towards her with a creepy smile.
And that was the last story for tonight, the haunted hotel in Goa. Yes, let me know how did you enjoy all the horror stories from Goa. There are a couple of more stories which I have not played in tonight's late night show. Maybe in my next show, I will continue with the Goa horror series or some other stories. Don't worry, every Sunday, I am there to entertain you guys with some creepy stories. So yes, thank you everyone who has joined in. And now it's time to reveal the question. Not reveal the question, it's time to reveal the answer. The question was, what is the primary threat in the South Korean horror film Train to Busan? And the answer for the question is zombies. Yes, people who are watching on YouTube, they have answered it correctly. Zombies were the main primary threat in the South Korean horror film Train to Busan. If you haven't watched this movie, please, please go and watch it. It is one of the most beautiful zombie slash horror movies. It is not like the typical zombie movies. This has emotion, this has a story, this has action, this has the suspense, this has the thrill. So it is really amazing. So if you haven't watched it, go watch it. The movie's name is Train to Busan. So thank you everyone who has stick till the end and who is listening to me till the end of the show. Before we end the late night show, I would like to give a couple of updates. The first update is that every Tuesday, I do another horror live on my YouTube channel. That is more about conversation. So if you like to listen to us, there is me and there is another co-host called as Swati Rao. She has her own podcast on Spotify. It's called as the Desi Horror Podcast. So me and Swati, we pick a topic and then we discuss. So if you like to listen to conversations, then that live stream is also for you. And the late night horror show is basically just you just keep YouTube on or you just keep your audio platform on and just listen to stories. In the middle, I will be giving you a gist about the stories, but it's all about listening to stories. No unwanted conversations. So yes. And then I also started true crime segment on my channel. I have already released two episodes. Yes, I am a bit late in releasing the pre-recorded episodes because, first of all, true crime or any true crime or even a ghost story or like, you know, anything, I need to properly research, I need to properly record it, edit it. And it takes a lot of time, to be honest, because I do not have a team. So I'm the cameraman. I script my episodes. I edit it. I do everything. So it takes time. But yes, live streams are something which is much better for me. So that, you know, whatever I'm saying right now, it's getting recorded and you guys are listening to it. So live streams are not going to stop. But yeah, pre-recorded episodes will take a bit of time. But I promise you that if I'm taking a bit of time, definitely it is going to be worth. And then every day, though, I keep doing shorts on my YouTube channel, on my Instagram account. So please, whoever is listening to this on any of the audio platforms, please follow me on Instagram, follow me, subscribe to my channel on YouTube. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please don't forget to like it, share it with your friends and family. The subscribers count is low, but yes, I'm still happy with whatever I have. But obviously, we need to increase the SYWK family. We need to increase our subscribers, our viewerships. We need to make a community of SYWK podcast, of SYWK true crime, horror stories, everything. So thank you. Thank you so much for supporting of whatever I'm doing. And if whoever is watching this on YouTube, you must have seen the camera quality just changed. So basically my camera, the actual Sony ZV, which I use that conked off. Now I'm using my phone. Luckily, I have this backup, so I'm using my phone. So let me know, is the phone camera quality good or my Sony ZV camera quality is good? Let me know that as well. So thank you so much. Thank you. And I shall see you in my Tuesday's Horror Live with my co-host, Vatthi Rao. Thank you so much. And remember, someone somewhere is watching you. So happy haunting. Ciao.